Nearly everyone in the world eats lamb, except for Americans. We average 11 pounds of lamb per person per year, compared to 65 pounds of beef. Now, part of the reason for those low consumption numbers undoubtedly is the distinctive taste. You either love it or you hate it. As part of our new ongoing partnership with America's Test Kitchen, our managing producer, Sally Swift, sat down with Molly Birnbaum, the executive editor of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen, for another of our monthly lessons in cooking fundamentals. This time, they delved into the question, why does lamb taste like lamb?
Hey, Molly, good to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we are in lamb season, if ever there is a lamb season in the United States.
We are indeed.
Is there a reason that lamb tastes like lamb?
There is a big reason why lamb tastes like lamb, and it is a very distinctive taste. It's one that we all recognize. It's one that some people love and some people really, really don't love. But what it all comes down to is its fat. And a particular type of fatty acid that lambs have that beef doesn't. And it's called a branched-chain fatty acid. And this is something that humans can detect at tiny levels. And it's what gives lamb this kind of gamey, more earthy taste than, say, beef.
Huh. And I want to back up a minute because lamb tastes very different to me. The New Zealand lamb that I eat, which is pretty much all we can find. I find it very hard to find American lamb. Is there a difference in taste between the two of them?
There is. There's a huge difference in taste between domestic lamb and most of our imported lamb, which is from New Zealand or Australia. And what it comes down to is the diet of the lamb.
Which would influence that fat.
Yeah, it influences so much, especially their fat. But New Zealand lamb is all pasture-raised, so they're farmed on grass. They eat grass for their whole life. And that really brings out these branched-chain fatty acids in their fat. So they're, you know, pretty strong tasting. They taste like lamb. They're lambs that taste like lamb.
Right.
And they're a little bit less fatty as well. And then the domestic lamb, the American lamb, is a little bit milder. And this is so much because American lambs are often finished on grain. For the last 30 days of their life, they eat grain. So they eat grass until then. But this change in their diet changes the type and amount of fat that they have. So they have less of these branched-chain fatty acids and therefore less of that super distinctive lamb flavor.
So is there a way to control that flavor if you get rid of the fat? There's not much fat on a piece of lamb for the most part.
It depends on the cut, but the best way to control the flavor if you are eating lamb but don't want it to taste too lamby, take off as much fat as you can. A lot of cuts have, you know, a fat cap that you can trim down.
Right.
One of my favorite cuts is the leg of lamb, which I like to have butterflied. And that cut also allows you to kind of get in there and take out the little pockets of fat that are in there. And so, yeah, taking out the fat is what can control the lamb flavor.
Okay. And what is your favorite way for preparing, let's say, a butterflied leg of lamb?
Well, we have a recipe that is really nice. My family actually made it for Christmas this year. It's a leg of lamb, boneless, butterflied, so it's opened up and easier to season all over, kind of easier to take out this fat and make it evenly spaced. And we cook it low and slow to start, which helps kind of break down
and
the collagen.
You roasted it, not on the grill.
Yes, this is a roasted butterflied leg of lamb, and we start it at a 250-degree oven, cook it nice and slow. It really helps to break down the tougher parts of the meat. The salt is in there, so it's super flavorful. We have an oil that's flavored with lots of spices and some lemon peel and ginger and shallots. And then when it reaches about 120 degrees, we broil it. So then it gets a nice crispy top to it just for a few minutes.
Sounds delicious. And do you marinate? Does lamb take well to marinades and rubs, or is that a wasted step?
It does. We marinate or rub a lot of different lamb. It's such a distinctive flavor that it pairs well with kind of nice, strong spices and as well as herbs, coriander, fennel, garlic, shallot, ginger, lemon peel. I think those work really nicely with lamb. There are other herbs that are traditionally paired with lamb, too.
Like mint.
In England especially, lamb and mint is a huge thing.
Lamb and bad mint jelly, to be frank. But
exactly. And there is a little bit of science behind that. There has been a lot of talk in recent years about flavor pairings and how different foods, even if they seem a little bit incongruous, would work together flavor-wise because they share some flavor compounds or some elements of some flavor compounds, such as chocolate and blue cheese, for example. And there have been a few papers about this out there and a few startup businesses whose goal is to help chefs pair these types of foods together.
Not to mention selling books.
Exactly. But there is a little bit of overlap in the flavor of mint and in the flavor of lamb, especially these branched-chain fatty acids that are making up kind of the gamey flavor. So when you really deep dive into it, there is a reason why lamb and mint go together.
Molly, that's so interesting. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Molly Birnbaum is the executive editor of Cook Science from America's Test Kitchen. Sally Swift is our managing producer. Molly picked out a lamb recipe sure to please everybody. You can find roast butterflied leg of lamb with coriander, cumin, and mustard seed at splendidtable.org.